This is one of our Small Business Builder series. So what happens when making a pizza is in your blood? What if a pizza makes it so you make is so popular amongst family and friends that they just want you to constantly have them over for a pizza party? It's almost like your fate is determined and this is calling your calling in life. And look, this is how husband and wife team Pina and Vince Gargiulo felt one day, and they went out to start a mobile wood-fire pizza business called Redbelly. Tanya Katsanis had the opportunity to talk to Pina Gargiulo about her small business journey.
In the highly competitive pizza business, husband and wife team Pina and Vince Gargiulo decided that it was their turn to enter the race. They founded Redbelly Pizza, a mobile wood-fired pizza service, just over 2.5 years ago. I asked Pina what exactly was the spark that ignited the fire to this small business adventure.
Well, it all came about on a camping trip that we went as a family, and my husband's always had a passion for making pizzas, and always, you know, growing up with his family, his uncles, they all make, they're pizza makers basically, to do something like that. And so we kind of thought about, why don't we do something mobile, thinking of how about we go to them, you know. So we put our minds together and we thought of a name, and slowly things started happening.
So tell me, from the planning process for Redbelly, from idea to launch, how long was that time frame?
We took 6 months from start to finish. So from, you know, with the idea, choosing a name and, you know, designing our trailer, what oven we're going to use and how we're going to promote the business website. So, yeah, a good 6 months.
Vince and Pina know that in order to succeed, they would need to stand out from the mobile pizza crowd. The quality of their pizza is as good as any top pizzeria in the world. With traditional pizza making in the family, Vince and Pina know that the secret to any good pizza is never hidden in the topping, and she is more than happy to share her secret with me today.
The reason our pizzas are like the pizzas out of a pizzeria is because we make our own dough. So the dough is the most important thing out of the ingredient. My husband uses the same dough mixture that his family has been using for decades in Naples. So using the flour imported from Naples. So our pizzas, as you know, are stretched on site, and when cooked in a wood-fired oven at the correct temperature and complemented by, you know, good quality ingredients, the results obviously is amazing and it tastes great.
Redbelly Pizza is a business dream that is evolving, and whilst their business takes shape, Pina and her husband need to keep working full-time to ensure that they have a regular income stream, thus needing to juggle work, family, business and a life in general.
We both work full-time, and at the same time we're doing Redbelly Pizza.
So, I mean, that's quite a big sacrifice and the toll that it takes on your family. How do you guys sort of get through that? Because obviously there's exhaustion. You've also got family obligations.
Yes, we do. We have a daughter as well. So mainly our work is mainly weekend-based. So it's catering, you're looking always, you know, Saturday nights, sometimes Sundays, not many Sundays. But basically just the good thing is that some weekends when we can't do it, we can pick and choose. So it all, you know, we work around it. So we're lucky that we've got family that live close by as well that help us out as well.
So what would you say is the biggest hurdle or challenge you faced so far when launching the business, and how do you overcome that challenge?
The biggest hurdle, probably time, like trying to, like I said, because we work full time, so it's trying to taking on the business, like the work that comes through. Obviously we can't do all of them, but we pretty much somehow manage to get through it. I suppose that would be the biggest hurdle because we both work full time.
One of the biggest challenges facing any small family-run business is working with family, in particular, your spouse. I asked Pina, does she ever get frustrated working with her husband, Vince?
Oh, yes, I do. Because sometimes we, you know, obviously when you're under stress and pressure, it can be quite challenging because you've got to try and keep your cool, or sometimes, you know, we might get upset with each other. But, I mean, that's, you know, that's normal, I suppose, when you're under pressure or stress or something doesn't go right.
Pina and Vince are looking forward to their business growing to a point where one day they can leave their jobs and dedicate all their time to Redbelly wood-fired mobile pizza. Until then, and whilst they continue on their path to success, I wanted to know what was the most valuable lesson they have learned and what advice they can offer others who want to start their own small business adventure.
What have I learned? I mean, obviously having this business, we've obviously working together as a family, it can be quite stressful because you can get to each other. But I suppose I never thought I could actually run my own business. I never thought I could actually be capable of doing something like this. And that's very important.
I think you realise through a family business that family support is extremely important to make sure you get through the tough times.
Definitely, definitely. Like I said, like my mum helps us. She works with us as well. So, and we rely on each other because without one, we can't work together. Do you know what I'm saying? So we all work together as a team, and I think that's what keeps us going.
So is there anything that you would offer as advice to anybody looking to start a small business? What's the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
I suppose if you have something in mind or you've got a passion for, you know, you've got this gut feeling that you want to do it and you've got a passion for it, you've got to give it a try. If you don't do it, you'll always wonder what would have been. So give it a go. If it works out, it's great. If it doesn't, at least you know you've tried it.
Pina Gargiulo of Red Belly Pizza ending that report by Tanya Katsanas.